Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast, brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods. Today, we've got Grant Wilbanks, our marketing director, in studio. You guys may know him as Arkansas Off-Road through YouTube. We're going to dive right in and chat with him.
Hey guys, we have Grant Wilbanks, our marketing director here. Grant, how long have you worked for Jandler Equipment?
This September was 4 years. So 4 years, man.
How did you get your start? Did you just decide you want to work at Backwoods, come up here, or did they seek you out?
No, kind of a funny story. Ryan Black, our VP, found me on YouTube. I was doing YouTube for maybe a year or so. It wasn't pretty crazy, but he found me on YouTube and asked if I wanted to work with him. And I was on track to do like UX and UI design. That was like my thing, like heavy into graphic design. That's what I went to school for. So I was loving my job there. And he asked me to come work here like three times. I said no, like three times.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. And I just kept thinking about it, and actually toured the facility, and that's kind of really what sealed the deal. You know, it's like, well, these guys have way more going on than just Backwoods. You know, they're this production facility, like the warehouse, the huge like compound that was here. I was blown away.
Yeah. The first few times that he asked, what was kind of your reasoning for not wanting to do it? Just because you were kind of already pretty far into your career in graphic design, or was it just not want to get like kind of make your hobby your career, or what was it?
It was kind of both.
Yeah.
I was really in line with graphic design. Like, yeah. I was on track to become a senior designer and all this stuff. And I didn't know how far YouTube was going to go. It was definitely a hobby. It honestly still is a hobby today.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just kind of clicked. I was like, maybe I can kind of do both of these. And really, the other biggest deal was, you know, the job was for marketing, and I was straight up. I was like, guys, I've never done marketing. I'm a designer, right? Like,
yeah.
I know technical design stuff, logos, branding, all that.
Yeah.
And honestly, they took a leap of faith because, you know, Ryan was like, man, you're marketing your YouTube channel. And I was like, well, technically, sure. Yeah. But I don't know what I'm doing. You know,
yeah.
I'm learning along the way.
Which is, this facility has that effect on people. My first tour of this place was probably a lot like yours. You know, you start seeing all the tools and all the people and how they get stuff done, you know, and it makes you want to be a part of what they've got going on here. You know, Chris running it like a small business, you know, you love that side of it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I know like the first time I ever toured, I mean, it blew my mind because honestly, I had no idea what to expect. And then you go in there and yeah, you're seeing robots welding and sanding and guys welding and sanding and all these, you know, awesome sounds. And it just, yeah, you really get to see the bigger picture and really feel like you're really a part of something that's, you know, really big and not a lot of people have going on in this area. So,
yeah
it's definitely has that effect.
Yeah, super, super cool. Super proud of the folks we get to work with and everything. And, you know, Chris is gung-ho, so it's like, man, you just strap your boots on and let's go.
And then as far as, like, your YouTube channel, has it, I guess, like, changed probably, I mean, I would imagine it's changed your life a lot, but has it like changed your overall outlook of work and family and career and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. It's changed a ton of stuff. And I will say, like, I've been very careful from the start and not making it a full-time thing. I mean, I have, like, you know, sponsors and people I work with and even my buddies and stuff like that, they're like, why don't you go full time? Like, why can't you do this? You know, you could.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, I could. But I want it to be fun and not like,
yeah, not take the turn fun into work, your hobby into work.
Right. And, you know, I'm able to do that with Backwoods and have that, like, you know, 8 to 5 focus at Backwoods. And then on the weekends, I can kind of do what I want at my own pace.
Oh, yeah. It's a good balance, right? You know, your hobby still gets to be your hobby. And the way you do your videos, you know, where not every trip's a video, Not everything has to be content, you know? So it's like, you can tell you're very, into the off-roading side, you know, and just getting out and having fun, like, you know. So, I don't blame you for not wanting to just jump off, go full time and turn every trip into, I got to get this and I need to turn this into a video and stuff like that. So, hats off to you for the way you run that channel.
Yeah. And I'll say people just don't realize that. I mean, yeah, the fame or whatever you want to say, like, that's, I guess, cool. I don't know. It's kind of weird for me. You guys know, like,
yeah,
I don't really love the spotlight,
yeah,
but I have a YouTube channel.
I mean,
you know, shouldn't coexist.
and Grant, you know, we've seen him get pinned up by a couple fans before. Now we've got a sign, you know, if you ever see us tipping our hats, man, come reel us in, because this conversation's gotten way overboard and I need to be rescued.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been some interesting, to put it lightly, encounters with people getting starstruck, and I'm just like, guys, I'm like regular dude, like, please don't feel this way around me.
Yeah.
Well, I think what really, you know, opened my eyes to it was camping with you and your wife a couple weeks ago, and she was telling me, you know, people at, you know, wherever y'all may be out enjoying dinner will get up from their dinner, come over and want to hang out or introduce themselves or tell you, you know, they love the channel, and you're just kind of like, man, that would be a lot, you know, just trying to enjoy a peaceful night out. Now I got a third wheel hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Just like eating some chips and dip at Chili's, you know, people come over. Oh man, I know you. Well, I don't know you. Like, I appreciate it, man. That's awesome. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, a lot of people just aren't aware that, hey, you're a normal dude and you want to live your life, you know? And
yeah,
it's definitely like something that I probably could not deal with at all. So, I mean, in my opinion, I think you do a great job with it for sure.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Always give people the time, you know, for better or for worse, you know, whether you're feeling it or not, sick or feeling well, you know, if somebody walks up, you're going to give them some time and, you know, listen to them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what got you into off-roading? You know, was it, you know, you wanted to start a YouTube channel, so you got into off-roading, or was it something you've been doing, you know, long before that?
Yeah, good question. Honestly, mountain biking got me into off-roading. I grew up skateboarding first and foremost, and then got into mountain biking. And every time I'd show up at the mountain bike like parking lot, I'd see these rigs, you know, just like, what are these guys doing? You know, like bumpers, you know, I saw a rooftop tent for the first time at a parking lot. I was like, holy cow, like, this is nuts, you know?
Yeah.
So that got me into like overlanding, off-roading. But before that, you know, my first car was a 1984 Toyota pickup. Kicking myself, I don't have that still. So annoying. But my grandpa, he let me buy it from him for $1 to say that I bought it, right? Like, it was this like milestone in my life, you know? So that was pretty awesome of him. It needed some work, it needed some love, right? Like, you know,
it's a dollar truck.
Yeah. But you know, you're in high school, you have that like, you want to look cool and have like awesome stuff. At the time, you know, I was like, man, like, you know, people are driving around in, you know, brand new cars, and here I am in this thing. But I learned to embrace it and love it. And I worked on it all myself. I painted it and did all this stuff and fell in love with modifying vehicles, modifying everything. I mean, you guys know, everything I own has a gazillion mods on it.
I mean, even your Chacos are now starting to get modified.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to J.O. Yeah, we have custom Chacos. But no, I enjoy that process of like research, you know, learning what to do, and then like getting the stuff, putting it on, seeing what works, what doesn't, and like seeing this thing come to life.
Well, I'm the same. You know, all three of us sitting around here, you know, we've all got rigs that we've built, you know, over time and added stuff that suits our needs. And anytime I talk to a customer who's like, tells me they're just starting out with their build, I tell them, you know, I'm a little bit envious, because the trip they're about to go down, like you said, you know, starting to do your own research and stuff like that, you know, you really pick up a lot of knowledge when you do that. So it's super cool. The more you get into it, like I said, the more research you'll do and try and figure out what suits your needs. You know, as well as I do, there's a million different brands making a million different things. Not all of them are going to be right for, you know, our applications, you know, but, you know, all three of our rigs are fairly built, but they're nowhere near the same, you know, other than being Toyotas.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, just again, I enjoyed that whole process and yeah, built that truck up. And then I didn't really off-road it because I just couldn't. It's two-wheel drive, tiny, tiny truck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I moved into a, did I have the Scout? Yeah, I had the Scout. I built a 1977 International Scout with my dad and grandpa. And that was one of those things. I sold that perfectly good work in Toyota for, dude, this Scout I found in West Plains on Facebook Marketplace. Dude, I mean, didn't tell, I don't think we told my mom. My dad and I went up there with a trailer and like a truck. And dude, this thing, it was like five different colors. It had three different wheels on it, you know, like,
yeah,
not the best shape. I had to pour gas in the carburetor to like test drive it.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
I got that, brought it home. You know, mom was like, what the heck did you just do? And I was just like, I'm going to tell y'all, like, I built this Tacoma or Toyota, you know, I'm going to build this International, like, I'm going to get into it. And I had to. I had a whole summer. I had like 3 months. You know, I was working hard. You know, this was a tail end of high school into college.
Yeah.
I take that back. It was kind of during the early parts of college. But I built this thing, man, just all DIY, you know, because I had to. Like, it was rough.
Yeah.
So I did that and I was like, dude, this is unbelievable. I love this vibe of this truck. You know, the process was cool. And then I was still heavily mountain biking. I'd go to these parking lots and see all these rigs and be like, man, I got the truck, but it's so old and crusty. If I off-road this thing, not awesome. You know, yeah. Things are going to break. So then that led to the Jeep. And then, you know, the Jeep led to the Tacoma. And now I'm like super into it. I mean, I started wheeling hard in the Jeep.
Yeah.
And then that transitioned to the Tacoma just because I need something bigger.
I mean, I think that's when I started following you, was when you were in your Jeep, you know, and you know, it's cool to see, like he said, you know, you can see how you've grown, you know, as a person and stuff, and the stuff that attracts you to being outside. You know, it may not be as hard a rock crawling as it used to be, you know, but it's like, mm-hmm. you still enjoy getting out. It's just a different vibe and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. Like, we always hear about this $1 million Tacoma, you know, what started that joke, and do you actually have $1 million in it?
Oh, dude, 2 million. No.
Right. We heard about the dollar Toyota. Now tell us about the $1 million
dude,
Toyota.
That's hilarious. You're right. So good old Zach Deal. You guys know him.
Yeah.
He's a guy on the socials.
Hilarious.
Yeah. He coined that term $1 million Tacoma. And it's because, I mean, if you guys have followed, you know, you've seen all the iterations of my truck.
Yeah.
And dude, I've seriously built this thing like four times over.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's where obviously the money and the mods come in. But yeah. I've lived every combination of whatever you can on that. I've had like six different wheels and three different suspensions and all this stuff. And like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Multiple beds.
Mm-hmm. No bed.
Yeah. Right. Flatbed, farm truck style. I mean, it kind of a Swiss Army knife of Toyotas.
Yeah.
It's about the coolest Tacoma around, though. I mean, definitely around this area. For sure.
Thanks, man.
Man, every single time I see your truck, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, it's just a completely different machine than really 99% of people have, you know, and it's just.
Appreciate it.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. You've done a great job with it.
Thanks, man. I'm not gonna lie, like when I go in my driveway, you know, I definitely look at it.
Yeah.
Oh,
know, like,
yeah.
Like every day. I'm proud of it. You know, it's like I did most of this stuff on there.
Yeah.
You guys know you built your trucks. There's like a sense of pride in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're definitely fun. Do you have any plans, any upgrades coming for it, or is she, you know, pretty content where she sits right now?
It's funny, I've answered this the same, but it never is true. I sounds funny, but I want to be done with it. Like, I want to just enjoy it. You know, I've obviously gotten a lot of sponsors and a lot of, you know, free product or discounted product that there's obligations, you know, tied to that where I got to film videos and
yeah.
coming up on the tail end of that where, you know, I've kind of done all those obligations and videos and I kind of just want to use a truck, man.
Yeah.
You know, that you guys know I've gone on trips with y'all where I don't even bring out my camera or phone or film anything. And, you know, to be honest, like, going back to like the burnout thing and being, you know, cautious of that. Like that's true, man. Like I have some of the best trips where I don't film.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, the pressure's off.
Yeah. I know we've certainly had a few good ones where, Yeah, it's exactly that. It's just enjoying being in the moment, not worrying about what content's captured, you know, and just having fun, you know. That's back to the basics as it gets, and you know, always thankful to be able to have trips like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you always, in my opinion, do an awesome job as far as like not even making it obvious that you're filming. I mean, I can't count how many times I've been on trips with you, and next thing I know, I'll look up and there's a video posted about it. I'm like, shit, I don't even know he's recording. You
know? Yeah, that's kind of the mission. You know, I don't want to like show up with this huge camera rig and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Trying to be low key about it.
Well, we know you're raising a son now. How has that changed, you know, getting out in the woods and stuff like that? Changed your passions, you know, more towards him, and or what's that like?
Dude, I mean, my world is completely different now in the best way. You know, I've fully embraced it, and I didn't know what it was, you know, going to be like to be a father, obviously. But in, you know, before Henry came along, dude, I was in the garage. Like, I'd go home from work, you know, say hi, kiss the wife for like a couple hours. Dude, I'm out in the garage for like 4 hours a night, just piddling, you know, making things change and work differently or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was my passion and fire. And I love that. I still like it, but it's not even near, you know, my biggest priority right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just watching him grow and like, you know, seeing how he learns and develops and like, you know, he'll do stuff. And it's like, man, that came from me.
Right.
You know, like, oh, that came from my wife. What in the world? Like, this is a human being, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just watching him get into bikes and, you know, he loves getting in my rooftop tent. He calls it Dada's house. You know, like, we were in it last night just playing around. So it's fun, man. It's fun, like, you know, extending what you love and your hobbies into another person you care deeply about. It's so fun.
Well, that's like the continuation. That's how this hobby continues to grow and stuff like that, you know, is from folks like y'all, you know, starting at a young age, showing them the perks of being outside and some of the beautiful land we've got here to explore. And, you know, anytime you can hang out with in a tent with them, you know, he's always good energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, and dude, I mean, it's just awesome too, because I imagine as he gets older, you'll start showing him how to work on vehicles and how to fix things and, you know, all the cool stuff that dads are supposed to do, you know. And the awesome thing about him is it seems like he's going to be actually interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my son, I try teaching him stuff and I get him for about 30 seconds. Next thing I know, he's staring off into space looking at dirt, you know. So,
yeah,
it's going to be awesome when you start doing that, man. You're going to have so much fun with it.
Yeah I'm excited, man.
Like I said, he'll you know, y'all are creating memories he'll look back on and you know, be fortunate to have made.
Yeah
Oh, and I'll make a comment about that too. Back to the honest reason why I made the YouTube channel was to have like documented memories of camping trips for myself and my family, whatever that looked like. You know, I didn't know if I was gonna have a fam, like kids or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
What that would look like. But I wanted like this piece of time, like recorded. And I just filmed one camping trip, like just kind of a solo deal, because I wanted to relive that when I was 50 or whatever the heck, you know?
Yeah.
And somehow that kind of blew up on a brand new channel, one video kind of thing. And I was like, what the heck? Like,
yeah,
I'm just doing this for myself. How do people like this, you know? So. And that's kind of going back to Henry, right? It's like I wanted those to share those with him. And, you know, now he's seeming like he's going to love actually doing it. So,
well, they are very cool, you know, for better or worse. I don't know if you're the biggest fan of it, but we did, you know, pop up the big screen at Rendezvous and your channel was certainly on. And it's cool to look back at some of these memories and some of these videos and stuff we may have forgotten about, you know, stuff that was overlooked, you know, by the bigger picture of the trip, you know, to go back and look at some of these things and get a good laugh or see us out at this place. You can remember the cobbler, remember, you know, the taste of the steak, and really puts you back in that, you know, mindset. So they're great as far as, you know, refreshing the memory and stuff like that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's worth it, because dude, I'm gonna be honest, like in the moment I hate filming. I want to live in the moment. I want to like be on equal fields with you guys. I don't want to like have this camera and, you know, hey, back up, do that again, like, you know, do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say at the end when I'm editing and putting the story together and like I have that like piece of time, you know, that's worth it. You know, to look back and share those memories.
Oh yeah, I love going back and watching them. You know, it's I always forget about 90% of each trip, to tell you the truth. And when you have it on video, it's like, oh, cool, I get to relive it. So, yeah.
I mean, so we know that you know, you loved off-road. You mentioned that, you know, used to skateboard. What else do you do, you know, other than off-roading?
I play drums. I don't play like as much as I used to, but I almost went to school to play professional drums.
I've seen you play a couple times.
Yeah.
Great drummer.
I appreciate it. Definitely not as skilled as I used to be, but yeah, music was a huge part of my life in high school. And then I figured out graphic design and art and just went that way for a career. And I decided music will be a hobby sort of thing.
Yeah. You used to play in some metal bands, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big metal music guy. Mo comes into my office, I'm working, you know, he's like, dude, why are you so angry? I'm like, man, I'm the happiest dude ever right now. You know,
if you were to walk into this office, you would think the same. You know, it's always something, you know, man. And these guys are jamming, yell singing, and I'm a yell singer at heart too. But man, these guys seem like they got some anger. But Grant always turn around and smile and say nothing's wrong, man. So I just got to take his word for it,
dude. Yeah, it's just that emotion, man. It's good stuff. And you guys, unfortunately, have seen me play.
I know I've seen you play like Journey and Maybe Zombie it. And Zombie. Always crush on it, but all very, very cool to see you get on stage, you know, and play those drums. And everybody always seems to enjoy it, you know, see a guy come up out of the crowd and get on stage, do some drums for a couple songs and come back and be a normie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, the one time I saw you play drums, I mean, I had that whole scene out of Step Brothers where John C. Reilly's out there playing the drums. And that's literally like going through my head this whole time watching you. I'm like, this is incredible. Like, this guy is so good.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's almost become a staple with the More Exposed show. You know, it's like we're probably going to go to the piano bar at some point. Grant's probably going to get up on stage and play the drums, you know, for better or worse. And they're always great to us at that place. They've always let them up there. So, until they tell us no, we're going to keep trying.
Yeah. And obviously, if you guys don't know, this is after like several brewskis and jello shots.
Yeah. I mean, right. Nobody's going to say no to a jello shot. That's what we figured out, if nothing else.
Yeah. It was definitely an incredible time for sure. Are there any other hobbies that you have other than drumming or anything like that?
Skateboarding, that was massive, man. That was like middle school, junior high, into high school. And I actually skated. I lived on campus at John Brown University, and there's a skate park next door. So, dude, I was over there all the time. But, man, it's really drums, you know, design in general. I love that. Working on trucks, getting my hands dirty, mountain bikes. I have a very addictive personality. And when I go all in and learn something, man, I like research everything. I want to be the best I can be at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Grant's a little ripper on a mountain bike, you know, is what I figured out. You know, I got my e-bike. I kept on Grant, you know, stayed in his ear, and I was like, dude, you've got to go throw your leg over one of these things. They're absolutely amazing. And now he went and did it. Now he's got one. So I've been lucky enough to get a few rides in with him, and it's very cool. Like I said, Grant can rip, you know, way better than me. And all he does is push us to get better. So it's always a fun experience.
I was going
to
say, back at you, man. I mean, you're out there doing 10-foot drops. You know, we might have to like edge you along, but dude, you do it and it's insane.
Well, it's good. Like I said, you get that good push, and you know it's well within your skill set. You know, it's not like I went out there and said, there's a 10-footer, I'm gonna fire that up. You know, we've got Bentonville, their new little training area is just phenomenal. You know, it's got drops of all sizes, and so you can really hone it in on those 6-footers and stuff like that, or those 4-footers, and then it's the same thing off the bigger drops, but it just looks further.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, definitely had some good days out ripping.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do start one, cut one, bench one.
All right. Let's do it. What you got?
Okay. So your options are.
Why are y'all smiling?
Because these are good options.
Because they're great options.
Yeah.
So options are a Razor scooter. Not even a cool park scooter, just a Razor scooter. Dude,
all right.
All right. A skateboard on an 8.5 deck with the training, you know, the square training wheels that can't roll. You can only do flip tricks.
Oh, my gosh.
Or an analog bike.
Oh.
Right.
Man, all good things. I'm cutting the scooter.
Good choice.
I'm cutting the scooter, man. I mean, like, dude, scooters really annoying at skate park. I'm gonna start the analog. I'm gonna start the analog. You got to.
Surprising there.
You got to. And then yeah, I'll bench the skateboard because you can do flip tricks. Rolling, not rolling would suck. But yeah, analog. Man, I'll tell you just a quick story about the analog bikes. I've told these guys, but so yeah, I started, you know, mountain biking obviously on a regular bike and was in shape at the time. This was years ago. And you know, Mo told me about these YT bikes or the e-bikes, you know. And so yeah, I demo one and like I still cannot believe how awesome e-bikes are.
Yeah.
I mean, you still get a workout, but like, you know, 2-3 times the distance, the amount of fun, the stoke level, everything is increased.
Yeah.
With you know, minimal effort compared to like an analog.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, analog. That's just a regular bike, everybody. Yeah,
the Reggie. Yeah.
But yeah, I got on one of those and I was like, dude, I can't get on a regular bike after having this much fun in like an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and then I did after that. I got back on a regular bike and dude, I went like up this teeny tiny hill, tiny. And I got off the bike halfway and I looked and checked to see if the brakes were locked. I was like, what is this drag right now? Or what's going on?
Yeah, I should be at the top by now.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, okay, well, I'm not in shape in the slightest, so I'm going to keep on this e-bike.
Yeah, they're very humbling if you go from one to the other, you know, the bounce back between the two. I'm same as you, you know, the e-bike, you can just do so much. You know, you and I went out and had some long rides, you know, and they're like touring machines. It's like, if you want to go over here, go over there. If you want to come back to where you started, go back that way too, you know. Mm-hmm. They just handle surprisingly well, you know, for as much as they weigh when you pick them up to load them, they never feel like that on the trail.
Yeah.
Great towing vehicles, too. Yeah. So,
Dale's got a story.
Yeah. For that. Grant and I went and rode, I don't know, it was either last week or the week before. And, you know, I go out and ride as much as I can, but just like everyone, you know, life happens. So I'm not in just the best shape. And Grant's on his e bike, I'm on my, you know, normal bike. And I'm already like kind of dreading this ride, you know, because I'm already getting tired like within 15 seconds. And Grant whips out a roller cam rope and tells me, he said, hey, dude, he said, you want a tow? I was kind of skeptical at first. I was like, I don't know, man. This seems like probably a little hairy, but let's just go on and do it. Dude, it worked incredible.
Like, it really did.
Shocked me.
And I didn't feel you back there much.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And we even went up some trails, like did some climbs with it. And that got a little hairy, but honestly, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, dude, it worked out great.
I remember looking back and you're just cheesing, dude. You're just like, this is the best thing ever.
It was incredible. Yeah.
Well, that they are. I also got to get towed out by Grant. Our last ride, we had both missed work last Friday or so. And I rode my e-bike the night before and went out there and didn't pace myself well enough. And sure enough, you know, we've got, you know, 3 miles left on the trail. Or,
well, you didn't charge your battery all the way either.
No.
Before going with me.
No. And I should have, right? Huge mistake. Put another 10, 15% back on it. But I'm like, there is no way I'm going to make it. Like, my bike is saying, you know, like a mile or a half mile. And so we take off down the road. And this road's just a big uphill out there in Bella Vista. And I'm climbing to the top. And I'm climbing to the top. And it's still working with me. And we get, what, maybe 50, 60 yards from the top. And sure enough, I died. And Grant goes, well, I got my tow rope, you know, and we wrap it around. He tows me to the top of that hill. We start back down that hill, still attached, and we're really starting to pick up speed. So I was like, dude, we just got unhooked. But lucky for us was it was all downhill from there. Was able to coast in, and yeah, I needed at least another 3 miles left on the bike with the tow strap for the win.
E-bike towing an e-bike,
yeah, right
down the highway. Those are heavy. Like if you you know, have the motor off and you try to bike with that, it's awful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just you want that assist.
Yeah. I mean, you will feel like your brakes are locked up it's off. Yeah. So,
I mean, yeah, I could feel it right when the battery kicked off, you know, I mean, it almost started wanting to go backwards and you're just like, holy smokes, man, I need more juice. Where do you see, Backwoods going, growing? Where do you see the brand going from here?
Man, good question. It's since I've started in only 4 years, it's been a roller coaster. You know, we were like heavy trucks. You know, we did like kind of before me actually was kind of like the SEMA big trucks kind of thing, and then moved into just full size trucks. And then we would, you know, do the vans obviously. And right when I started, a big reason why I was brought on was to start the Toyota brand.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I had just switched from a Jeep to a Toyota and we were going to use my truck to make all these bumpers
mm-hmm.
and all that. And so that kind of kicked off the Toyota side. And now, you know, we're moving the van stuff mm-hmm. to Rome Built and it's all going to be Toyotas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's only been 4 years, all those changes.
Yeah.
What I think in the future, man, I think that's we just got to grow as far as like platforms, you know, cater to more vehicles, but also offer more things like, you know, maybe one day in the future we do installs or something. I don't know. It's taken that next step, you know, and I think what we've done this year especially is kind of change our mentality with shows, you know, and not necessarily like, you know, show up to these shows and be behind, you know, your booth all day and just kind of do this sales pitch over and over.
Yeah.
We've been able to choose like specific shows that, you know, we're really connecting with the audience, you know, we're really building these relationships and it's not just like a, hey, here's, you know, the brand in 30 seconds, you know, see you later. It's that connection, you know, like we've formed our tight friendship from that, right? We're doing the same thing. So I think that speaks volumes of a brand, if a brand is willing to do that as well. And I think we have also assembled an amazing team. Like you guys, you know, everybody on Backwoods, we love this stuff anyway. And it's not necessarily like a job for us. So it just makes sense.
Which is like I was going to touch on, you know, which has made, you know, our shift in shows and our focus, you know, has you know, been shifted. But, it, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're those same people at the show. We just work here, you know, but we're outdoor enthusiasts. We want to be outside. We want to be willing. We want to be connecting with people. So the way we've shifted and stuff like that has just been amazing. You know, Chris, very forward thinking, you know, I think we're going to do great things here, with what we've got in the lineup.
Yeah. And I think we've done, you know, some pretty good steps in the community locally too, you know, like sponsoring mm-hmm. the rigs and coffee, like all the local guys come to our facility now, you know, and so it's that organic growth, you know, and so. I'm very excited. I'm very excited for what's to come. I think there's a lot on the table, even behind the scenes that we might not necessarily talk about right now, but there's some things that I'm very excited about. And I think, you know, that infectious like stoke level is going through everybody in the office right now. You know, we're really looking forward to this.
Oh yeah. I mentioned it the other day, you know, the fire has been lit, you know, like let's go, man. We're going to blast this thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, 2025, I think it's just going to be an incredible year and it's just going to be so much fun to do this all with you guys. You know, I mean, it's going to be great. We're just so excited. So,
oh yeah.
Stoked. Let's do it. I'm very stoked. Like you touched on, Chris, put a great team in place. You know, we're kind of all where we need to be. Everybody's focused, you know, on less. So, hopefully that gets more out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, guys. Well, I think this is probably going to wrap up this episode. Grant, thank you so much for you know, coming and hanging out with us, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We'll probably have to have Grant back on. We've all had too much fun not to share on here, so don't unpack yet.
That's right. Famous last words. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, check us out on backwoodsadventuremods.com. Check us out on Instagram, Backwoods Adventure Mods, YouTube's Backwoods Adventure Mods. And yeah, guys, we appreciate you listening. Y'all have an awesome rest of your week. Peace.
See y'all.